had a brush lapel mic
forever,
and I would put it on a wristwatch.
Sessions coming up. We have about three more segments to play. Do people have time to stay for that, or should we? Okay, you're all right with that? We'll move fast.
We'll shut up.
So we were going to do slides, but we'll junk the slides. We wanted to play the next piece, French Manicure, because so many pieces for us come out of just life. You know, you're not anything conscious, not research. This came out of the habit that I have of getting manicures. And I was in the manicure store shop over and over again and starting to get to know this one woman named Shirley, and it suddenly occurred to me, why is her name Shirley? She's from Vietnam. There's just no reason she should be named Shirley. And so I asked her, if we were playing you this whole piece, you would hear her story, but I asked her why she was named Shirley, and she said she came from Vietnam as a little girl and was separated from her mother and her brother on the trip right as they went to get onto the boats and to flee, and she came alone, and she was in this horrible situation on this boat on the sea, and then basically went crazy, kind of washed up on the shore of America, was put into a hospital here, some nuns took care of her. There she is, this 12-year-old girl, and she's watching a lot of American television, and she kept seeing this girl who was so happy in America, and she kept thinking, I have to become happy if I'm going to make it here, and this girl was Shirley Temple, and so she took the name Shirley, because then she'd be happy here too. And there was a lost and found sound born from thinking about what are the sounds of an immigrant and how do you take on an identity in America.
And her real name was Hang, which meant moon. And when we were interviewing her, she said, no, you know, moon, Hang was too sad for
Lonely
America.
Woman looking at the moon.
Yeah, lonely woman looking at the moon. And it's too sad for America. Shirley, I had to change my name to Shirley. So
here's a little selection from French Manicure. We kind of lived in beauty salons and beauty colleges and nail shops.